Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
It is the impossible question on the Kathy Romano Show. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. It's up to $303. And I think Caitlin wants to see if she has the correct guess. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good besides the rainy weather.
I know. Yeah. Is it still raining out there?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
But it's okay. Won't damper my mood.
All right, good. Well, let's see if you can get this right. What do you think it is?
I think it's spending Thanksgiving with people other than your family.
Ah, okay.
Friendsgiving, as they call it.
I do love a good Friendsgiving. Bobby, I have a story for you about a Friendsgiving. But
I always seem like you get more intoxicated at Friendsgiving. I don't know. I have, at least. I don't know. I guess some people get more intoxicated around their families, too. But I don't know.
Caitlin, I do love a good Friendsgiving, but somebody actually had that guess yesterday, and it's not correct.
Oh, thank you so much, though.
Don't let that dampen your spirits either, all right? You keep smiling. We like that.
Quick story.
I definitely will.
Nice.
Sorry, Caitlin.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks. See ya. Bobby, quick story. So I was at a Friendsgiving. My friend lives on a farm. They have like 50 acres, and they have tractors and all kinds of stuff. And so for Friendsgiving, they put one of the tractors out just to kind of, you know, have out there the field. They would do like a hay ride. They put everybody on the back of it, and they would, you know, go through their property. It was great. So much fun. We did it for years. Well, the last year, they don't do Friendsgiving anymore. The tractor was out, and someone's kid was playing in it.
Oh, no.
And there was no key or anything in it, but something shifted, and
it started moving.
It started to roll. The kid was 4. It started to roll. They have a little lake at the bottom. It was on a slight, you know, hill.
Oh, my
gosh. And so it was going down. The 4-year-old was smart enough to jump out and roll. He jumped out of it as it was headed towards the lake. The owner of the house and his friend, I have never seen two men run as fast as they did.
Oh, gosh. Jump. Panic in my heart right now.
And my son was there, too. He was playing with another kid. And I immediately, when I saw the kid jump and roll, I immediately looked because they had been playing like around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, where are the other kids?
Yeah, not in front of it, right?
Or under it, like, you know. So, and I located the kids that were playing near it. They were fine. Everyone was fine, but they jumped into the tractor and they were able to stop it before it got to the lake. That was the last year
that
they
was
did
the
Friendsgiving.
Last Friendsgiving. I guess so.
That was the last Friendsgiving.
Oh my
gosh. I do miss that.
I guess so.
Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. 888-333-B101. Keep calling.
I'm sweating.
I know.
That story got me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
For $303, two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. Wait, so do you think, well, what if we don't get an answer before Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh, I know.
We'll have to give a clue if we don't start getting close. That's two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving for $303. Let's go to Jim. Good morning.
Sorry, no? I pulled up Patrice first.
Oh, Patrice. Oh, yep. Sorry. Let's go to Patrice. Good morning, Patrice.
Good morning. Long time, no talk.
How you doing today?
Hanging in there, pretty good.
All right, let's.
How about you?
We're good. Let's get your guess. What do you think
that,
it is?
Good. Okay, I do have to say first though that I did my great niece a disservice the last time we talked.
Oh no!
That she is working towards earning money. She got a brand new job, in fact, last week at working in a daycare center. And anyway,
nice. Patrice is trying to actually play the impossible question and take the earnings and give them to her great niece. Right? That is going to be hopefully going down to Florida for the class trip. That's amazing that you're doing this.
Okay. And so anyway, my guess is that two out of three of us make a pumpkin pie.
Oh.
I do love me some pumpkin pie.
Oh, not
no.
me.
No. Oh, I love me some pumpkin pie.
I'm not a pumpkin
Brett, pumpkin
fan.
Pie, you like it? No.
It's a pie.
Yes. Of course. Love it.
Do you guys cook pies, bake pies? I mean, either
Patrice?
Of you?
Oh, I thought you meant Patrice.
No, do you,
well,
Bobby?
My mom does. It makes amazing ones, so I love it.
Okay, how about you, Patrice? Do you bake a pumpkin pie?
Well, I have, but funny story, this year I'm a little hesitant to use some pumpkin this year because we had to take care of a constipated mini pig.
Oh, wow, this sounds like a whole other story for another time, Patrice.
Yeah,
we got to get you back on for this one.
And,
yeah.
And we were advised by a special pig vet to give her pumpkin. From a can.
Yep.
And that should help. But
now it's a whole different thought about the pie. I know. It's a whole different feeling now.
But in the end, you haven't lived. Because in the end, what we had to do was you haven't lived until you've wrestled a 150-pound pig into the back of a small car and given her an enema.
Well,
Patrice,
we're going to take this. Yeah, you're going to definitely.
Questions. I have so many questions for you, Patrice. Is this your pig?
Yes. Well, it's our son's. Our son's, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys live on a farm?
Yeah, we're on 12 acres.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Be really funny. She's like, no, Rittenhouse Square.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Like, whoa, Patrice. Patrice, I hate to push the button here. I hate to do it, but it's not correct.
Not okay.
All right.
That's fine.
Keep trying,
but
Patrice.
At least I entertained you today.
Yes. Oh, we're gonna get in touch with you. We want to hear more about this. No doubt about it.
Okay.
All right. We'll get in touch with you.
All right. Have a good day. Yeah. I have so many questions for Patrice. And you joked and said, oh, no, she lives in Rittenhouse. Yeah. Have you ever driven through East Falls where that mini horse lives? He's in a city front lawn. And there's a fence around him, and he chills, and so he goes in the house, and sometimes you can see his head in the window of the house.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, love that.
So don't joke. There might be pigs in Rittenhouse. We don't know. All right, now are we going to Jim,
Yeah,
Bobby?
Let's do Jim.
All right,
Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Kathy and Bill and Bobby.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. What do you think it is?
We make a wish with the wishbone.
I always used to love doing that as a kid.
Wishbone,
and I would get so mad when it would break. Like, my parents would break it by accident, and then me and my brother couldn't do it. It did lead to fights, though, between me and my brother. I do remember one Thanksgiving argument over the wishbone.
Yeah, but have you ever given a pig an enema? All right, let's just ask that question,
No, that's not happening.
No, the wishbone, yes, but not the pig. No, Jim.
Jim, it's not
it. Not it. But really good guess. I like that. Keep trying, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. All right, Ryan in Levittown. We got $303 on the line. You get this correct. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving, Ryan. What do you think it is?
I would say do a Pollyanna with family.
So I always try to pull this off, Ryan. I think my family just circulates gift cards over the holidays. That's basically all we do. So I like a Pollyanna. I like some sort of gift exchange where you're picking names or what do they call it? A white elephant, whatever it is. And no one ever is on board, so I can never pull it together. But if that's the best time to do it, you're together on Thanksgiving. Why not do it on Thanksgiving? Brett, you guys do this with your family, right?
Yeah, my mom's side of the family, we all get together, and they're from upstate New York, so it's a little harder for us to see them. So it's, like you said, a good opportunity. We're all finally together. It's a good timeline for you to start shopping for that one person. And I mean, yeah, we've always picked names so that we have a large family. Nobody has to buy for everybody, but you just get your one person. Obviously, grandma bears the burden of having to buy for
everybody.
Every grandchild, all 16 of them now.
Aww. Ryan, do you do this? Do you guys do this on Thanksgiving?
Yes, we do. I come from a large Italian family, and again, you save a lot of money. Plus, you only have one person.
Yeah. And you can get instead of getting all these small gifts, you can get one nice big gift. That's what I like.
But Ryan, I have to ask you, have you ever given a pig an enema? All right, that's the theme of today's.
I have not, but that could be on the bucket list.
You added them there. I hate to push the button, though. It's not.
Sorry,
the good
Ryan.
Old Christmas exchange.
All right, thanks, guys. Shout out to my big and heavy crew in Philly.
Big and heavy.
Yeah, shout
hey guys.
Out to them. Yeah, hey guys.
Thanks, Ryan, for calling Levittown. Did we say that? We didn't say it was from Levittown. I wanted you to ask him. We'll ask him next time. Yeah, we'll ask him next time.
Idiot.
yes. So no correct answer. We'll do it again at 9:10. $303 up for grabs. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. It's the impossible question on the Kathy Romano show for $303. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. Anthony from Pottstown. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. You want to take a guess? What do you think it is?
All right, I think it's weigh yourself before and after.
How much damage has been done, right?
That's really funny.
Tons of it.
Do you weigh yourself, Anthony?
Absolutely.
You do?
I've done it as well.
I got to see how much I eat and how much I weigh after.
I've done it.
So how much weight have you gained on a Thanksgiving?
The most was like 9 pounds.
Wait, what?
Whoa, 9 pounds?
Anthony, what did you eat?
Pretty much everything two or three times.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, how much have you
gained? I think it was like 2 pounds for me. I think it was the most. And I was like, wow, I gained 2 pounds. But Anthony, wow.
I love this guess, Anthony. But no, this is not correct.
Got it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you anyway.
Well, hey, good luck topping that record this year, okay? You eat up.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
9 pounds.
Oh, that's crazy.
All right, keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. Call us now and let us know what you think it is. It's the impossible question on the Kathy Romano Show. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to guess wear comfortable clothing, like sweatpants, sweatshirts.
So my family does this. My brothers will just wear comfy clothes. Like, no need to throw jeans on or dress pants or look nice. We just want to be comfy. So I like this answer.
And Samantha, you'll love this. My dad, we call it his dress sweatpants. He has dress sweats that he'll wear on Thanksgiving. Those are the nicer ones.
Yeah.
It's a great guess. I love it, but it's
not correct. Sorry.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Keep trying.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Kathy and Bobby. How are you guys today?
We're great. What do you think the answer is?
I think it's make homemade buns or rolls. And I can see you doing that, and I cannot see Bobby doing that.
No, they'll come out like a hockey puck. You don't want that. Yeah.
I would love a homemade roll. That sounds delicious right now. Yeah. And that's a great guess, but Brooke, sorry, that's not the correct answer.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, keep trying.
Thank you.
Oof. All right, let's go to Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I can't believe I got through again.
You did get through. Two out of three of us do this on Thanksgiving. It's $303 right now. If you get this correct, you will win that money. If you don't, tomorrow morning, it'll be $404.
Come on, Diane.
Diane, what do you think it is?
Serving canned cranberries, not homemade.
Oh.
I love the cranberries in the can. I'm one of those weird people. Some people hate them. I love them.
You like the canned cranberries?
I like them more than homemade rolls.
What? Get out of here. What is wrong with you?
I could eat a whole can of those cranberry sauce. I love it.
Like with the ridges from the can?
It's delicious.
What are you, 95? Like my grandfather.
They're so good.
The canned one's so good to me. Well, Diane, unfortunately, it's not it.
I know it. Okay.
Keep trying, Diane. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so that means tomorrow, $404. I like that we're getting there. We're getting up there.
Yes.
We're creeping along. So we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:10 and 9:10.
I'll bring in some cranberry sauce tomorrow. Just eat it during the show. Why not?
You can have it all to yourself because I want nothing to do with that. Hey, listen, tomorrow morning on the show, live in the studio, is Patrick Warburton. He is coming in to talk about Zootopia 2. He has a new character in the movie. I'm so excited to meet him.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah, to talk about this movie. I loved Zootopia, and now they have a second one coming out. So he will be live in the studio. You remember him as Putty on Seinfeld.
Yep, absolutely.
So we'll do that tomorrow morning. Impossible Question. We have the Elmwood Park Zoo tickets to give away as well. So we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and thanks to Tracy Davidson for popping in this morning, too. That was really cool. She stopped by.
TracyDavidson.com. She is moving on from NBC 10, a new chapter in her life. And all of the information and to follow along with her is on her website.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.